The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
And the Animals, one of my favorite songs. Thank you, Albert. I'm crying. Yeah, man, I'm crying. Oh, I'll tell you about that. Yeah, I lost it a little bit over the weekend. I didn't tell you about it, but I'll tell you about it as we go on. I want to first say good morning. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday, July 10th already, and it's going to be a beautiful day, and it's going to be a little rainy Thursday and Friday, but you got a great weekend coming up. Great day for a parade. Does anybody care? Do you care? Is it me? Why? I am so patriotic. I love this country so much, and when something happens like what the women did, the U.S. soccer team, you know, the women's soccer team, wow, isn't that great? Then I got so negative, and we talked about it, you know, this week, but I am just, it's like a parade. I'd rather have them do it for, you know, a branch of the military, or, you know, folks that we have forgotten about, maybe in the military, or maybe how about a law enforcement parade, you know, the police, you know, and all law enforcement units come down Broadway. I mean, something like that. I feel bad. I feel bad that I just can't feel patriotic the way they disrespected not only just the country by disrespecting the White House, and then showing up with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. That put the nail in the coffin for me. I can't. So now all you think about as a New Yorker, and we are a local, I know you listen all around the country, but we are live and local in New York, and you figure, hey, when can I get out of town? Well, I got to get out of here, man. It's crazy. This parade's going to be crazy, but we are local. Matter of fact, it's so funny. I'm reading this from a Mediaite, from this. This is something that came across the line. Alan Dershowitz breaks silence on Epstein indictment, you know, because they started saying some bad things about Professor Dershowitz. And we had him on the show yesterday proudly, and he was great. He was so eloquent on the show yesterday, Professor Dershowitz was. And then here now, I didn't think about it because he's a friend of the show and he came on, but I didn't realize everyone else was asking for his appearance, and he came on our show. So we appreciate that. The legal scholar I'm reading here, who was reportedly ticketed to appear on Hannity Monday night. Oh, sorry, Sean. Look at, but was not seen. Broke his silence Tuesday morning on local radio in New York, speaking with host Joe Piscopo. So that you forget, when you call from all around the country in Texas and South Carolina and San Francisco, we know you're there. We are live and we are local in the great city of New York. So it's a parade day. Also, thanks to Chief Terrence Monaghan. That was great to have the chief in the studio too, talking about record low crime in New York and the great job that the NYPD is doing. So we're here trying to stay positive though. So we wish the girls all the best. And you know what? There's got to be some girls in that soccer team. Am I right? That go, you know, I'd love to go to the White House. How great would that be? So what does the president do? So I got to ask you this too, because I do. I look to you for advice because you know better than we know. So you got to see, and I'm going to tweet it out, and now people are going to say, because I really, really try, I really stay right of center on the show. I support the president. I support the country, you know. I think the president's doing a great job. I think he's the only guy that he's the right guy, the guy at the right time, you know. I really believe that. Because what else, what's the alternative? When people say, oh, Donald Trump, and the alternative is, what, Hillary was going to be, and no disrespect, but really, you've got to see these two ads. And I'll tweet them out now at Jersey Joe, J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo. First of all, one about the president's re-election. And they have President Trump, and it's so well done. And the people, the left is going to go crazy when they see it. You got to see it, though. I like to irritate. I like to irritate the progressives. I have to be perfectly honest. I keep the cross in the studio. You know what I mean? I like to say just to irritate the left because they, you know, listen, seriously, we're in a time where they will try to take all the sovereignty away from the United States, and it's our job to stand fast. It really is now. Wait till you see these two things. If I could find them on Twitter, I'll put them out. Then, like, it's not only Donald Trump does this great video, which is professional video. John Voight. John Voight is a great guy. He's just a great guy, actor John Voight. But he loves President Trump, as you know, right? He did a great video as well. I'm going to put one right after another just to irritate the left a little bit. Irritate my friends who can't stand the president. You know, oh, did you see that John Voight video? Oh, they're going to go nuts. They're going to go nuts. And I love it when they go nuts. I really do. Forgive me. See, I just like the drama of it all a little bit. Although, you know what? I agree with what they're saying, I must say. So I'll put those out for you when I can find them. And we'll get into it. Speaking of actors, Rip Torn died. Great actor. What a great actor. He died. He was 88 years old. He passed away yesterday at his home in Lakeville, Connecticut. Rip Torn. Torn won an Emmy for portraying Artie the producer on the Larry Sanders Show in the 90s. Remember that, right? And he was in Men in Black films. He did Defending Your Life, a great Albert Brooks movie, if you remember. He was just great, Rip Torn. So rest in peace, Rip Torn. And Ross Perot passed away. You know, with Ross, too, and I don't know if Frankie agrees with me on this, but I really believe that if he doesn't go in, George H.W. Bush wins the presidency. But they said that was a fallacy. We'll talk about that. But when you think about this guy going in as an independent, Ross Perot, and Tucker Carlson did a great piece on him yesterday, saying he said a lot of the things about our debt, about going into wars we shouldn't be into, and how Ross Perot was kind of ahead of himself. And but I think that he went in 19%. He got to the vote. Think about that. Think about that. An independent running today getting 19%. Now, how about in New York or New Jersey? Not to mention on a national scale, it's amazing what Ross Perot did. But I don't know. The Bushes are happy about. We're happy about this guy. But it was monumental, really, what Ross Perot accomplished, and so may he rest in peace. He passed away as well. And you know, and now people are going against Home Depot. Do you hear? I gotta tell you about this. I'm gonna shop at Wayfair now, and I'm shopping at Home Depot, because now President Trump is throwing his Twitter support behind Home Depot. Some on social media have called for a boycott. Listen how silly this is getting, of the home improvement chain, because former chairman Bernie Marcus, age 90, is a Donald Trump supporter, right? So now Bernie Marcus has not been associated with Home Depot for 15 years. He says, I'm the sport. He's got $6 billion, and rumor has it he may leave all of it to charity. And I know Frank and I will be reaching out to Mr. Marcus shortly. So now they're not going to shop at Home Depot. If that's the case, I'm going to go to Home Depot today and pick up a little something. It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. I wanted to hear what you got to say about this. Acosta, the Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, you know, so everybody's calling for him to resign, because as a federal prosecutor in Florida years ago, Acosta was involved in crafting a controversial plea deal with billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein in a case involving sexual abuse against minors. So I understand the concern, but that was like, you know, 11 years ago that went down, almost 15 years ago that went down when Acosta was part of that. He was a federal prosecutor down in Florida. But what the riveting question to me is, how did Epstein, he got off then, he went to jail like for during the day, he worked during the day and went to jail at night. How did it all of a sudden it come, and now all of a sudden new stuff came out? This guy didn't stop. This is so creepy. This story is so creepy, this Epstein story. We'll break it down for you, but should indeed Acosta, the Labor Secretary, step away? Should the president fire Acosta? I just wish the Democrats had more to worry about than going after everything that is Donald Trump. I have to tell you this before I go to the guys, and I tell you because I love you, and it's in the morning here. Oh, let me tell you, first of all, Anthony Pope is with us, one of the most brilliant legal minds that you will talk to. We are so blessed to have Arthur Idala and Judge Napolitano, some really great legal minds on the show. Anthony Pope is there with these other folks, and Anthony will join us. We'll be talking about the Epstein case with Anthony. James Rosen, again, talk about great reporters. I got to tell you, I mean, I'm a fan of news media. Are you too? Are you? Yeah. I watch the different networks. I enjoy watching the support. It was a Major Garrett. I even if they're on other networks, I just get a kick out of watching some great reporters because it's a real gift. James Rosen is truly one of the great reporters on the scene. Investigative reporter for Sinclair Broadcasting, just ripping it up over there at Sinclair. His historian, New York Times bestseller. And because of James Rosen, I'll chat with him about this morning, I started listening to the Beatles more. You know, I was never a Beatles guy. You know me, Mr. Dave Clark 5. Yeah, well, now James got me onto the Beatles. Arthur Holland Michael, author of the book Eyes in the Sky, The Secret Rise of a Gorgon Stare, and How It Will Watch Us All. Met Arthur the other day when I was I did a Kennedy show with Judge Knapp sitting in. And Arthur Holland Michael, he's a good kid. I say good kid. He's younger. This is very eyes in the sky. We're being watched by everybody. We'll get into that too. And very honored to have a true New York legend, commissioner, law enforcement legend on all fronts from all law enforcement agencies, Commissioner Ray Kelly, one of the most respected men in all of law enforcement, the longest serving commissioner of the NYPD in history, and author of the book Vigilance, and their efforts for a World War I museum. And we're going to talk to the commissioner about that. Because, see, I'm a World War II guy. You know what I'm saying? My daddy, what he told me? World War I. I'll go to the guys in a second. 616. I am such a wuss. I really am. My kids get me all these Father's Day cards, right? And they get me the birthday cards. And so I get all the cards. Now, I save the cards. Do you save the cards? I save my cards. You know, everybody else, you know, just throws them out, I guess. I saved my cards. Mo came over. She, you know, kind of straightened up for me. She put all the cards by the fireplace. Now it was, I guess it was Wednesday night or before the 4th. It was after. It was like a Friday night last week, right? And I'm usually working. So I didn't. I said, well, let me reread these cards. I get so emotional. I'm the guy when somebody at Hallmark, whoever writes that stuff, and then you go, oh, this is pretty. And you go, oh, how hokey is that? I'm the guy that actually gets teary eyed over it. Okay. So I got my cards in my hand and I'm there and I lose. I get emotional and I lost it thinking because how hard I work to maintain the family. Because when you go through a divorce, by the way, your own fault. You have to accept full responsibility, which I do. All my fault. All the craziness of divorce, I always joke about, you know, spending too much money on the divorce. My fault completely. Accept full responsibility. Don't blame anybody else. But it was a struggle. And Joe, you're blessed. Ah, not so much. It was just impossible to get through. And by the grace of God and some great family support, I don't know how I did it, but I'm reading this. Oh, thank you, dear Dad. Thank you, Dad, for everything you've taught me. Thanks for the way you live your life, Dad. And thanks for teaching me how to live mine. Oh, happy birthday. Would love, you know. And that's what Mikey and Olivia and Allie, you know, Joey wrote me a great, you know, and Charlie wrote me a note. Look at this. Michael wrote me, you know. And when your 16-year-old writes you something, that's nice. My hope in the future, whatever I do, is to be the example that I've seen in you, you know. And I thank you for being such a great role model for me. My son writes that to me. And I'm thinking, did I tell my dad that, right? You think like, geez, I hope I told my dad that. Because my father was never emotional. So forgive me. So you're talking to the wuss. And I got so emotional. So it's summertime. We can kind of ease up a little bit. We can kind of roll into the summer and we can get a little emotional. Take the time off a little bit because sure enough, the fall is going to come in. It's going to be school and you're not going to have a chance to think about anything. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. A great the parade. So let me know what you think. Am I off base on this parade thing? Because I need your help on that. I'm feeling guilty not rooting for this team. I'll be honest with you. I'm really offended. I'm offended. And do I just get mad at Megan Rapinoe? You know, this really not very, doesn't seem like a very nice person. God bless her. Congratulations. Brilliant. Thanks for doing all you did for making America proud on the U.S. women's soccer field. But really, I mean, she is so, it's just rude. Just rude. And to me, anti-American. You're playing soccer for the United States of America. You know what? And forgive me for using a Chris Christie, you know, reference, but shut up and play, you know? Just stop it and just play soccer. Am I right? Is that me? And she has a right to say it, but do we really need to hear it? And when you're with your kids, thank goodness my kids have no interest in this at all. And I don't want to say, look at this sucker. Like the way I sat them down for President Trump's speech on 4th of July, I said, this is important. And I walked them through it. I walked them through the branches of the military. I walked them through how patriotic President Trump is and how great this is for the country. And I'm sure they were a little bored, my kids, you know, but I had to show them, you know, that we, this is a great country and you have the president is a good guy and he's leading us in the right direction. When, with the soccer, I couldn't say, look how great these girls are doing, because then they open their mouth and it's like, it's just, it's very, very anti-American. 877-970-2999. Give us a call on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Love to chat with you about it. And I love that you're here in the summertime. And now you're going to have a couple great days. Thursday, Friday, a little rainy, but it's going to be a great week for you. Debbie DeHamo is out there. Hey, Debbie, I feel guilty not voting, not rooting for these girls, you know?
No, you shouldn't feel guilty at all. You're entitled to how you feel, because I understand it.
Yeah. A little bit, right? It's like, hey, what? Come on, gowns. Come on now. This should, it would have been such a nice thing. I'm proud to be an American. Wouldn't it have been nice if you said that and not even acknowledged the White House? The president says, okay, would you like to go to the White House? Do you have to say something negative? It just seemed like so forced. Anyway, so thank you, Debbie. You made me feel better already.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're going to Italy with us, right?
I am. Yeah. Is that okay, though? I don't really want to be pushy and like hang out with you guys. I'm not being too pushy, am I?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was like, I don't want to crap your styles. You know what I mean? You and Frank.
No.
You and Frank out on the town in Italy, you know, and here's me tagging along. I don't want to be a real pain
Debbie,
in the neck.
We would have it no other way, baby. We'd have it no other way. It's going to be great. We're going to be one happy. I am so excited. That's going to be great. So, no, I just want to verify.
And
So, you know, and you're going to be there flying out with us. We're going to have a blast. It's going to be an absolute blast in October already. But that'll come quicker.
I know, but you know, it will. You know, the summer's going to fly by, right? That's what happens.
I'm packing now. I'm starting to pack now.
I pack the night before. I never pack until, like, you know, 2 hours before I have to leave. And I throw everything. And then I go, you know.
You can always buy it over there. I'll always buy it over there.
Exactly.
Right?
If you run out of something, just buy it, you know. It's easier that way than stressing about packing for 2 weeks beforehand, you know.
So true. Debbie on the road, 621 on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. We will see the closures on Broadway along the Canyon of Heroes, Battery Park up to City Hall beginning at around 7:30 this morning. Right now, you're still moving okay on Broadway. New Jersey Transit, 3 canceled trains this morning. Seeing some delays on the PATH trains, Joe, between Newark and World Trade. LIRR, some extra service for you this afternoon. Let's see what's happening as you take it out to the roads. We're still seeing some slowdowns this morning over on 22 westbound, getting out toward 57. That's a broken gas main over there. You're going to see some slowdowns. And traffic is building on the LIE West, getting out toward the BQE. A lot of volume on 440 northbound, getting up toward Arthur Keel Road on Staten Island. That's all due to some ongoing road work still out there. And on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound at 12 over in Carteret, accident over in the truck lane, southbound thruway just starting to build, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high of about 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest today is Miss Barbara Hart, the president and CEO of Lowy Danberg. Today, she's here to discuss her work for survivors who lived through childhood sexual abuse. Tell us what the law is and what it does.
It was just a total function of collective action and solidarity that we were able to get legislation passed to protect people who are survivors of sexual abuse. The legislation gives victims the right to bring claims that would otherwise be time barred. Well, now you'll have a year to go ahead and bring a claim against the people that enabled that to happen.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
I just looked quickly to see who was texting me. I never text and drive.
I was just changing my music. My eyes never left the road, I swear.
He was just there. He came out of nowhere in the middle of the block. Is he going to be okay?
Drivers and pedestrians, see and be seen. The instant you stop paying attention could be the instant you'll always regret.
A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee and the New York State Departments of Health and Transportation.
AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an App Nevada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 6:24. Good morning, good morning. Want to tell you about Rhino Shield. If you're a homeowner, a business owner, perhaps on a co-op board, summertime is a time to repaint, right? Well, forget about it. Let's get Rhino Shielded this year, all right? You got to talk to my friend Susan at Rhino Shield to find more about this unique process. You hear me talk to you about Rhino Shield. And I'm a single, hardworking dad, you know, and all I know is I don't want to have to worry about my home. And when Susan Rhino Shielded the house and came out, it just is – talk about not having to worry about anything. There it is. You look at your house, it looks freshly painted, and you don't have to worry about it again. It's sprayed on, by the way. It's like a ceramic coating that seals your house. Sprayed on. It bonds completely to wood, to brick, to stucco, aluminum block, or vinyl. Comes in any color you want. Has insulating qualities, and it's guaranteed for 25 years to never chip, peel, or mold. The last time you're going to have to paint your house again, all right? Cool. You know, you want to do it. I know because you ask me. I meet you and you say, hey, Joe, tell me about Rhino Shield. You know what? I'm telling you about Rhino Shield. It's time to call today. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Or go to, please, rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Thank you. I'm getting married in the morning, baby.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, we'll have a whopper. Get me to the church on time.
Swinging, baby. Was I excited? Were you excited at your wedding? Did you get excited before you got married? Frankie Fiberos, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Were you excited about getting married?
Absolutely.
Is it kind of the responsibility? You're excited about it? Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, man.
But ask him that question again next time.
Were you dancing in the morning? Were you with all your groomsmen going, yes, I'm getting married in the morning?
I don't know if I was dancing. No, I was excited to get married, but I don't know if I was dancing. Well, yeah, but because I saw my wife before the wedding. We were taking pictures and stuff and... I was excited.
Did you get excited before your wedding? Yeah, I don't know that. I think it was more a responsibility for me, you know. It's like, and I was just worried that everything went well. I was more worried that everything was going to go well. You know, I remember I told you I wrote that song. No, it wasn't Kimberly Frank, but I wrote that song, which I'm afraid to play it or find it because Frank will keep playing it over and over again. I think it was more responsibility. Like, I hope it just all goes well. Like, I'm getting married in the morning. I don't know.
The biggest issue I had was two things. Was my best man, because he, you know, was kind of flaky. So I wasn't sure if he was going to give like a good speech or a bad speech or whatever.
Stuff
and
like that. Right,
I didn't want to know beforehand. Yeah. And the other thing was my mom and dad. It was the first time that the two had been in a room together in a very long time.
Oh,
and my dad was with my stepmom and the whole thing. So I was concerned that there were going to be some fireworks. Plus, my sister seeing my dad for the first time in probably 20 years. So it was one of those, you know, I was worried more about that than anything else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. Me too, as a matter of fact. Frankie, it's a responsibility thing, right? That's what you worry about too as well.
No, I'm not worried about it. You know,
you're good. You got it. You're good to go.
No, I'm not worried.
Also, Bellavia, Sergeant David Bellavia. We had a great chat with. I said Bellavia, but it's Bellavia. Is it either or?
He says Bellavia.
Okay, well then it's Bellavia. Yeah, I'm not gonna argue with a Medal of Honor recipient.
Right.
You
know?
Guy that killed five armed insurgents by himself.
Read that, but I didn't see this. It's just gonna be tweeted out. And you got? Did you see the John Voight video, Frankie Fibro?
No, I didn't.
I didn't get a chance to watch it this morning.
Oh, it's great. It's great because I'm a huge John Voight fan, and he's talking and he says, "Guys, stay with me on this." Mm. He goes, "This is the greatest president in history." And he goes, "And I didn't
You see all those people get like so.
Did
incensed.
You see the video of
no,
him?
Wait, but you know why? You know why? Because John Voight's got such respect. You know, he just garners respect as an artist, and he says it. I just love that. I'm sorry.
No. He was at the July 4th celebration at the Lincoln Memorial.
Yes,
and somebody had taken video, I guess surreptitiously, of him wiping off the seats of the families of armed service members that were going to be sitting. Right near President Trump, he was wiping off the rain off of the chairs like somebody had taken video of him, without
John
him knowing
was
about
cleaning
it.
The unbelievable. Chairs of the Gold Star families.
Correct.
There was an area where the Gold Star families were, and John Voight was literally drawing every single chair individually. It was really
pretty
great.
Awesome.
As a matter of fact, I got to tweet that out too. It's just, when there's positive things, you like to just put it out there. You just like to put it out there for crying out loud. Hey, and Frankie, cards. Am I a wuss? I'm reading cards that I got from my kids.
Yeah, the other very night. Nice.
That's exciting. And look, I'm looking at the back of the cards now. I have in my hand here.
Right.
Hallmark, it says. They're the Hallmark cards that everybody makes.
$7.89.
Yeah, you know what?
Look, greeting cards are way too expensive.
My mother says that every time I buy a nice card. My mother got me some beautiful cards too, I'll tell you that. I always appreciate that and when I give her a card back of these beautiful right. cards, Joseph, you shouldn't spend so much money on the cards.
Seriously, Dollar Tree. I'm not kidding.
$6.99 for this card. Right,
I will spend money on my wife for a card for like our anniversary or her birthday. Like I'll spring the $5-6 whatever. But greeting cards are way too much money these days. Yeah, I'd rather go to Dollar Tree and buy a card for a duck because most people are just going to look at it for 10 seconds and throw it away. You, on the other hand. Your kids are no, seriously, I'm not making fun of you. I think it's great that your kids take the time to get a card for you and that it has meaning and that you look at it and you go, you know what? My kid really loves me. This is an awesome thing.
Do you
That's
get the
great.
Cards from, does Jack give you those cards?
No. See, what I get from Jack is, I'm not buying you a card. Why should I buy a card? Or he'll make one, whatever. But I asked him to contribute to the pool this year, right? So I said, why don't you give me some of your change that you have sitting in your plastic bag where you keep all your money? I said, I can use that for the pool. So he goes, okay, Dad, I'll bring it in. So I'm figuring he's going to bring the bag in with the change. No, he brings in a handful of coins, and he puts it out on the table, and he goes, is this enough? And there was, I'm not kidding you, I counted it out, $4.85. I said, that pays for not even a visit to the pool, Jack. Like, it was hysterical. Very funny. He goes, that's it. That's all I got.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, and do I go to Steve in Manhattan? Al, I'm going to turn to you on these calls.
As long as you allow me to cut him off if he gets goofy.
All right. It's in Al's hands. We'll bring Steve to the airwaves. Steve, good morning. What's on your mind, buddy?
All right, Big Joe, and I know Al's sitting on the dump button there.
Oh, yeah.
Really great.
Oh, he's got it ready. He's locked and loaded, brother.
That's real patriotic. You want to get the audience pissed off to hang?
All right, see? You see? There you go. Sorry, Steve. See, again, get to your point. If you get to your point, you get on, and you don't get cut off.
I watch your language, too. Yeah,
exactly.
But Steve, and to anybody who calls, if I hand, a lot of times, and Al and I will go at it because I want your voice to be heard on the station. But when I give Al the authority to go ahead and boom whack, you better be on your game.
I can't wait to see what he does to Eve.
No, but Joe, why do I do it? I do it in the best interests of you and this show. I would love to talk because I really want to hear E. Okay. Frank's opinion on the death of Ross Perot. This is not a joke. I want to know about this.
We're starting. It's only Wednesday and we've lost control. E. Frank, you're on the air, man, but Al's got his finger on the button, brother, so go for it. Yes, how you doing?
Yeah! I love it.
Just been Cthulhu'd.
Yes! Oh, he thought he could have a cup of coffee and have breakfast. He thought he was going to sit on hold for 3 hours. My morning is made. I'm going out to the parade. That's it. I'm done. I'm marching down Broadway.
You happy about the soccer team, Al? No,
I'm not. You don't look like a woman. I identify as a woman. That's it. I'm in.
Oh, my Lord. That's the best.
Oh, my day is made.
He lives for that. Al
he does.
Lives
do.
For that.
He does.
I mean, you're welcome to
you
call.
You built that up beautifully. You set that whole thing up. E. Frank, here you are, and then nothing. I love it.
That was great. That was for you, Al. Don't say I don't give you nothing, all right?
No, please. That's the gift that keeps on giving, Joe.
That was a softball. By the way, American League won. The Yanks shined yesterday, and the American League won. in the All-Star game yesterday. I don't know if anybody watches that anymore, but it's baseball is great, and nice to see so many Yankees there. CeCe came out and took a nice bow, so it was nice to see CeCe, who's ending his career after 19 years. So
he threw out the first pitch last night.
Yeah, it was great. It's just great. It's very exciting to see. So
seventh consecutive win for the American League.
I know. When I was a kid, the National League used to win all the time.
Yeah. So because the game back then was more competitive. I mean, I remember the days of Pete Rose just sliding into second, not caring, wanting to take guys out by the knees. To me, that was when it was more competitive. This makes it a little bit more competitive because the winner gets home field advantage in the World Series. But to be honest with you, it's a glorified exhibition game. The guys are not throwing that hard. It's kind of, you know, I mean, I'm happy for Pete Alonso last night. He drove in two to get the game close for 4-3, and the American League ended up winning.
It is fun, though, to see kind of these dream matchups of, the best pitcher in the American League against the best hitter in the National League. But with interleague play, kind of the allure of that and the novelty of that
good
has
observation,
run off
Frank.
A little bit.
Great observation. That's exactly right. Because now it's going to come sometime during the year. Yeah,
right.
During the baseball year. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. We had a lot to get into. It's 6:35 right now. The boys are here. Anthony Pope. I want to make sure we leave room for Anthony Pope coming up right after Al does the news. I'm curious about this Epstein situation. Why now is it all of a sudden and all over the news? Why now? I mean, if he was shut down, by Acosta, who's now the labor secretary, when Acosta was a federal prosecutor in Miami, why now is all of a sudden this big news? Anthony Pope will break down the whole Epstein case for us coming up momentarily. James Rosen on the show as well, and Commissioner Ray Kelly, a true legend in all of law enforcement. Honored to have our guests on the show. Honored to have you listening on AM 970, The Answer, 877-970-2999. But Al's got a hot finger this morning, so you may want to be. You got to be quick. You got to be quick.
Right.
On AM 877-970-2999, Balance of Nature phone lines. Big Al standing by with the headline news right now, live and local on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
74 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The State Department of Environmental Protection declaring an air quality action day for northern New Jersey due to anticipated hot temperatures and high air pressure. Ozone concentrations expected to reach unhealthy levels by 11 this morning. People with respiratory problems, plus young children and the elderly, advised to keep outdoor activities to a minimum today. Showers and thunderstorms forecast for tomorrow, which should lower ozone levels to a healthier point. Legal experts in Westchester criticizing the plea deal Mount Vernon's mayor received. Mayor Richard Thomas resigned this week, took a plea deal from the state. He was facing 6 felony counts of misusing campaign funds and years behind bars, but under the agreement, he only confessed to misdemeanors and will stay out of prison. Former prosecutor Bennett Gershom tells News 12, "This is a sweetheart deal and a get-out-of-jail-free card." The Pace Law School professor says people should face consequences for these actions. New York Attorney General Letitia James and Thomas's attorneys have not commented on the plea deal. In sports, the American League built a 4-1 lead, hung on to beat the National League 4-3 in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Cleveland. Masahiro Tanaka got the win. Aroldis Chapman got the save. Pete Alonso singled in 2 in the 8th to get the National League close. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Remember, Broadway will be closed along the Canyon of Heroes from Battery Park up to City Hall beginning at about 7:30 this morning. You do have some of the stations subject to closure during the parade. That'll be the Chamber Street, Park Place, and the World Trade Center station subject to closure during the parade. Let's see what's happening. Inbound GWB, that's about 10. Lincoln, 25. Holland, about 15 minutes in. 46 East on your way to the GWB. Watch for slowdowns with an accident there. Traffic is moving slowly on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike at 12 in Carteret. A couple of accidents on the shoulder. And on 440 northbound at Arthur Kill Road on Staten Island, construction slowing everybody down. LIE westbound slowing down, getting right out toward the BQE. And the southbound thruway just starting to pick up volume at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high of about 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Paramount. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner stars in Yellowstone. Don't miss the return of cable's number one new drama, Yellowstone Season 2. New episode tonight at 10, 9 central on the new Paramount Network. Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's am970theanswer.com, keyword story. AM 970 The Answer is giving you the chance to win $1,000 every day for our summer cash contest. Enter for your chance to win by listening to AM 970 for keywords announced at approximately 7:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7 p.m. Then go to am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. For a complete list of contest rules, go to am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you're feeling run down. You want some more energy. Would you try, please, Balance of Nature? I've been telling you about that. Balance of Nature. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form, and we're all in with Balance of Nature. Frankie Five Burrows has been talking about it. Albert's using Balance of Nature. Debbie using Balance of Nature. I'm telling you, when I sat down with Dr. Douglas Howard, and he explained to me how he came up with the concept of Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form, it made all the sense to me, you know, and he told me what vitamins are just wasted that we take. So I would spend a fortune on, like, vitamins, and I would go in and I buy that, you know, those mega vitamins, men's mega vitamins. Well, this will make me a man. You know what you do? You eliminate most of it, and the other half upsets my stomach. So I don't, and I'm so tired, and plus it's so expensive. When you get Balance of Nature, you don't need the other vitamins. Your body will adapt to these fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I'm telling you, you got to at least try it. You know why? Because for a limited time, you can receive 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. It's a great way to get started. By the way, you'll have a coach you could talk to for free when you call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature. You got to check it out. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. So that's 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature, right? Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You got to try it. It's your time to try it. To call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Piscopo on the radio with Frankie and Alan. Debbie, great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer, around the country, around the world, on AM970TheAnswer.com. Anthony Pope is a distinguished attorney, legal analyst, one of the brightest minds in the world. Anthony, welcome back to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Good, Joe. Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, well, I know how busy you are, Anthony Pope, so I appreciate you jumping on with us. The Epstein allegations, give us your take on this whole thing. It's so confusing why it's all coming to light now, Anthony Pope.
Well, Joe, you know, it should have come to light a long time ago, but it hasn't. And unfortunately, it now is at the surface, and people are going to see exactly what, from all the evidence, appears to be a complete hatchet job on this case. I mean, I'm appalled by it as an attorney, as a former prosecutor, and more importantly, as a citizen. You know, due process and the rule of law, and it's there to protect the innocent, to protect the victims. At the same time, it's there certainly to show and to have due process for those that are accused. But how in the world is this guy, he's arrested and accused of sexually abusing dozens of underage girls? And the physical evidence, the evidence of how many people came forward about it, and yet he was able to strike a deal with Florida for solicitation of prosecution, for prostitution and procurement of minors to engage in prostitution. Listen, minors, they're not prostitutes. They are victims of human trafficking. Doesn't anybody get that? 14-year-olds and 13-year-olds, and they're not prostitutes. They are victims. They are to be protected by our society. And when people engage in sex with them and bring them to engage in sex with other people and involve themselves in this type of horrific conduct, how in the world do you cut a deal with them that he is not going to be federally prosecuted, neither him or his co-defendants? They're going to get a list of all the victims. It's going to be under seal so nobody could see it. What in the world happened here? For two and a half years now, we've been talking about investigations and chasing ghosts, collusion and Russians and all of this craziness. And here you have, right in our backyard, you have somebody where power, wealth, okay, and influence have allowed him to walk away from horrific events if proven. And the evidence suggests clearly that he has been involved right up to his eyes in all of this. And then you put him in a special facility in Palm Beach County where he's out 12 hours a day for 13 months and then comes home at night to sleep. Yeah. And he's never prosecuted. What the hell happened in this case?
Anthony, do you, Anthony, an example
of what should be investigated. Nothing is.
The federal prosecutor then was Acosta, who is now the labor secretary. Do you hold him responsible, Anthony Pope?
I know he's the U.S. attorney that was in charge of the Southern District,
yes.
Joe. There's no way not to hold him responsible. Why did you go to Washington, D.C. to meet with lawyers of Epstein? You're in Florida. When you have a case out of Florida, the lawyers come to you, they sit down with you, and then the case is discussed. How did he get a non-prosecution agreement under these circumstances? And then Acosta takes the air and says, well, he couldn't have been convicted anyway. The evidence wasn't there. Well, then why do you need a non-prosecution agreement? Why do you need a non-prosecution agreement to hide the identity of victims until the agreement is signed? Allow him to plead guilty in the state. I have never seen an arrangement or any type of situation like this. Not even close. Not even close. This non-prosecution agreement has to be investigated. It really does. We owe it to the citizens of this country to investigate this. These are our children. These are victims. Their rights were never protected. They were never addressed. This is an abomination of the criminal justice system, what occurred here in this case.
Yeah. We had a very interesting chat with our friend, Professor Alan Dershowitz yesterday, Anthony, who was wrongly accused, he says, in many, many fronts. And he said the reason that they got such a good deal for Epstein is because the government had such a weak case. Does that make sense to you, Anthony?
No, it doesn't at all. Because if they have such a weak case, then let it fall by the wayside. It's up to them to prosecute the case. The government, when they don't have, you know what the government does when they have a weak case? They decline to prosecute. End of story. You don't give a non-prosecution agreement so this guy can now go plead in the state court and hide the identity of victims. No, I'm sorry. Listen, I have a lot of respect for Professor Dershowitz, and I don't have any criticism of him or any of the lawyers. The lawyers did what they were supposed to do. They cut the best deal possible. But why was the deal cut? Where was the influence coming from? Where was the pressure that was being levied against the people that should have been prosecuting this case and didn't? Come on, you have evidence in the Herald News and down in Miami that looked at this and saw that the enormous amount of private investigators that were out on the field that were trying to get to witnesses and intimidate witnesses, the guys put in a special provision in Palm Beach County. Mm. What are you talking about here? This is a hatchet job. Okay, so I'm not here to blame lawyers for cutting a deal for their client. I'm here to say that the people responsible, which is the government attorneys and the state attorneys, in prosecuting somebody for these charges dropped the ball significantly on it. And I don't think it was an error, and I don't think it was a mistake, okay?
Yeah,
because the influence that was exerted is obvious. My God, it's as obvious as the nose on your face. And we're worried about Russian collusion for the last 2.5 years. This is a case that should be investigated.
Yeah, amen to that, Anthony Pope. How strong do you think the latest case is, Anthony?
Joe, from all accounts, from everything I read, it seems that they do have a good deal of evidence. They have a good deal of evidence. And I certainly don't think this U.S. attorney in New York is going to do anything but prosecute it to the fullest extent. Mr. Epstein will have the best of attorneys that he could hire to defend his case, and due process will play out, and he'll let a jury or whatever decide what the outcome of this should be. Yeah. But what happened in Miami was wrong, Joe, on all levels.
Well, how did I'm confused here, Anthony. Thanks. I love that you're fired up, man, about this. But so Epstein has the case. Then it goes away for all these years, 10, 11 years, whatever it is. Why all of a sudden is it being brought to light again now?
Well, I think there's new evidence that had come out. Listen, there was a confiscation of evidence at his apartment in New York City, and now people are looking at it. Again, why exactly and what was the catalyst for this all of a sudden to come to bear? I can't answer that question, but I could say that for years now, this has been covered up. And, you know, you've always heard rumblings about this individual and this stuff about sex trafficking and the minors and all the rest. Listen. Nobody wants to be on the side of this. I mean, this is now at the forefront, and it has to be dealt with. And I can't imagine this labor secretary is going to be lasting much longer. I think his tenure is very limited because you can't stand behind this. You just can't stand behind this. These are our children. These are 14-year-olds. How dare you call a 14-year-old a prostitute?
Yeah.
This is human trafficking. It's got to be called exactly what it is, Judge Joe. If we're not capable of protecting our children in this country and we allow this to happen because of power and influence, we should be ashamed of ourselves. And the people responsible need to be called out and be held accountable.
Anthony Pope fired up this morning. Anthony, we love you, man. We always appreciate you being with us, sir. Thank you
good
so
to
much.
Be with and we'll you,
talk to you soon. Anthony Pope right there, one of the brightest legal minds that you will find anywhere on this planet. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 right now. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. It looks like Broadway is closed now as you head from Battery Park up to City Hall, getting ready for the parade later on this morning. Let's see what's happening right now. Some of the stations are subject to closure, some of the subway stations because of the parade. That's Chambers Street, Park Place, or the World Trade Center stations. Let's see what's happening as you head inbound at the GWB. It's 15. Getting reports of an accident on the lower level. Over at the Lincoln, that's 20. Holland, about 10 to 15 minutes. Getting into town as well. Still busy on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike. Truck lanes at 12 with an accident up in Carteret. It's on the shoulder, but it's still really busy over there. We're still seeing volume on 440 northbound up through Arthur Kill Road. But construction cleared here on Staten Island. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, pretty busy. Slauson Ave right out through the Verrazano. The traffic is moving pretty slowly for you on the LIE westbound. Expect delays getting out through Casino Boulevard. More volume heading right out toward the BQE. And over on the southbound thruway, slowing down 13, down toward 11, in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender. We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine and some clouds today, rather hot and humid this afternoon with a high not far from 90.
Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, low 74 in Midtown, 67 to 71 in many suburbs. Times of clouds and sun tomorrow, warm and humid. Look for a couple of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and especially at night, the high tomorrow 85. For Friday, intervals of clouds and sun, very warm and humid. There's still a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 87. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lundberg, thank you, Joey. 653 with Joey on the radio. You can get a two-pack of My Pillows premiums for $69.98. Come on, it's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Mike Lindell himself broke that story right here on the Piscopo Show. Remember? Last month he called up and said, Joe, I got this great thing I want to do for you. He loves that you listen, by the way. He loves that you listen to AM 970, the answer. He does. He tells us that. He comes up with these ideas. And I believe, and this is me speaking now, that he came up with this offer for you specifically. And now you'll hear Mike talk about it on all of his radio and television ads. But right now, the lowest price, again, ever offered on radio or TV, $34.99 per pillow. Come on. This is the time to try your MyPillow. You got to use the promo code AM970 when you go to MyPillow.com, okay? Because don't forget, you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So let's say you call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. Boom, you take the pill. You're going to love it. If you don't, it's a 60-day money-back guarantee. Plus, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the United States of America. What if the pillow can say that? Really? $69.98 for the two-pack of MyPillow's premiums. That comes down to $34.99 per pillow. Again, lowest price ever on TV or radio. Here, you got to go to MyPillow.com if you're driving and it's crazy. Feeling for you, by the way. But just remember this, if you would. When you get to work, MyPillow. You can call 800-651-0798. Please use the promo code AM970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. Getting this Wednesday started, baby. It is 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:55. Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. If you get a chance not to have to come to New York, I would stay away because it's going to be that parade. And I mean, this is not typical of New Yorker, but it depends, I guess, what the parade is. Today, I'm just so respectful and appreciative and cheering of the U.S. women's soccer team, the national soccer team. Great, they won. But they were so, I think, anti-American, rude, snarky, and just not very, very nice when they came to a simple invite came out to them, to the women's team, before they even won, from the White House. Do you have to comment on it? And you know what? And again, it's flawed information. That's what gets me. Flawed information. In this, in my opinion, Donald Trump is very pro women. You look at his daughter, you know, look all his daughters, how he accepts all his daughter and puts her in a very important as a White House advisor, for crying out loud. He supports the gay community. I know that from Donald Trump being in New York. You know, who cares what you do, who you are, what your lifestyle is? We don't care. We got too much to worry about. The president doesn't care about that. He supports the gay community. So why would you be so snarky and rude when the White House invites you? It's like when the Red Sox went to the White House, you know, and then all some people stay back because what the president did in Puerto Rico. Give me a break. Billions with a B dollars went to Puerto Rico. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers went to Puerto Rico. The Puerto Rico was so corrupt. That government was so corrupt. The money to this day still doesn't get there. So you got to just say, let's just be respectful, you know, be respectful. So, I mean, but having said that, we congratulate the girls, wish them the very, very best. And somebody said it yesterday on the radio, somebody called in, and I think that's the truth. The reason why there's a parade is just to get under the skin of Donald Trump. I really think, is that terrible? Frankie, is that too much to think that maybe de Blasio said, let's do a parade because it'll be anti-Trump feel, you think?
No,
so?
I mean, he did it 4 years ago when they won, too, when Barack Obama was
all
president.
All right. Fair enough. Hey, you know, when we come back, James Rosen, the one and only. Frankie, I'm listening to more Beatles music now because of James Rosen. You know, do you do that? You find like, oh, yeah.
I've always been a Beatles fan, but I have nowhere near the knowledge of Beatles history that James Rosen does. I don't think anybody does. I don't think Ringo Starr does.
Well, we'll be talking about Iran, the 2020 race, Reparations, and the Beatles with James Rosen. Arthur Holland Michael will also be on the show, and Commissioner Ray Kelly on the show, the longest-serving commissioner of the NYPD, will join us live in the 8 o'clock hour. And you always at 877-970-2999. But you better be quick. Cthulhu is ready to Cthulhu.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.